You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Dom and Jeremy Show at Denver's Mix 100, where it is time for your boys to bring you a trending report. I'll tell you one thing that's trending right now are the two gigantic totals sitting there waiting for you in the Powerball and Mega Millions drawing combined. Comes out to a little over $500 million.
Oh my God.
$262 million in Powerball, $264 million in Mega Millions. You know, Everyone's talking about wanting to provide for their families during these tough times. And also people are talking about what they can do to help others.
That's instantly where my mind went with this. God, like if I win one of these, I want to walk into like a Walmart or whatever and go up to their layaway counter and be like, I got all of it. Consider it all done, you know?
Or, you know, we're going to be talking here in a few moments about the first vaccines being administered. And, you know, that you could take some of that money and help so many people and help provide, when it comes to vaccines for so many different people.
Help some small businesses. Sky's the limit.
You still, you know, and you and your children and grandchildren will also be set for life.
No joke.
I mean, so all of that.
So
what about these drawings?
Here's the deets for you. The Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday. So tonight and Friday, you got to pick six numbers, $2 a ticket, super affordable to win a bunch of money. Powerball deets, the drawings are every Wednesday and Saturday. That one you pick five numbers, $2 a ticket again. And then both of these, you can do the whole quick pick thing where you go in and pick your lucky numbers. And then you sit back and be like, bring me the money. Bring it in. But again, you can't win unless you play. So go get yourself some Powerball tickets and Mega Millions tickets this week, all right?
Yeah, and maybe you'll be smiling really big, like ear to ear tonight after the drawing.
Yeah.
I mentioned the first vaccines being administered. This is over in the UK. The first, and of course, just like the media, to have all the cameras around for the first shot in the country's vaccination program there in the UK. And it's a woman who turns 91 next week.
Good for her stepping up.
She got the shot just a few hours ago. Public health officials there in the UK, Jeremy, are calling this V-Day.
That's cool.
Yeah. She was first in line at several of the hospitals. Then the second injection went to an 81-year-old guy whose name is William Shakespeare.
Excellent.
I mean, that's just, and he actually lives in the county where the, you know, famous William Shakespeare lived. Authorities warned, Jeremy, that the vaccination campaign would take many months.
Yeah.
But at least they have started. They have now officially begun in the UK. It could be in just a couple of days that the United States approves it.
Mm-hmm.
I think is it Thursday that they're going to meet again? I think so. I mean, that's going
pretty cool.
I saw this story this morning. I thought this was kind of interesting. They are apparently very serious in Taiwan when it comes to their quarantine rules. There was a guy over there who was visiting. I think he was from the Philippines. And he was staying in a hotel because you have to stay there for 14 days in your hotel room. And you're not allowed to leave your room. Well, he opened the door to his room. He stepped out into his hallway for 8 seconds, turned around, went back into his room. Bad news for him, though, he was picked up by the hotel security cameras. Those 8 seconds are going to cost him a fine of $3,500.
My goodness.
They are not screwing around in Taiwan.
No joke.
That's the most expensive 8 seconds, I think,
of
his life.
Man.
And then the last thing I've got for you is, I posted something about this yesterday, too, when I saw it, because it just made me smile. How the International Olympic Committee has added four sports or activities to the 2024 games. Climbing, skateboarding, and surfing are actually going to debut this next summer at the Tokyo Games. But then in 2024, they're adding breaking, which those of us who are longtime break dancers like me, that's what it's called by many.
Breaking on the street.
Breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can look for breaking to be the new Olympic sport. Here's what I find interesting, though. There are old school breakdancers like me who used to set the floor on fire.
Right.
That they're worried that the judges on these things are going to be focusing too much on technical aspects of it, and that they're going to give up really focusing on what they call the soul of it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Richard Crazy Legs Colon, one of the early superstars, says, "It goes beyond just the moves. The passion and the pain that goes with living through struggle. That is the essence of the dance."
That's real right there. That's real passion.
Crazy Legs, you are right.
Did you have a nickname like that when you were doing it?
Well,
Dom something?
Well,
Thunder Thighs?
Can't say it on the radio.
No. You still doing it?
Oh, my God. Every chance I get. That's why I got hardwood floors in this new house.
We're like break-a-hip dancer now.
<Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da>.
I got you.
All right, what else?
Some quickie stuff floating around this morning. Today's National Brownie Day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't have nuts. No nuts.
Oh, I love the nuts in it.
National
mini chocolate chips.
Ooh, I'm okay with that. National Bartender Day. Oh, mm-hmm. I miss bartenders.
Same.
Oh, man. And then National Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day.
Yeah, let's go back to bartender.
I know. Let's go back to make me something with whiskey. Oh, I miss them. Some other quick stuff floating around. IKEA is going to stop printing its famous catalog after 70 years.
What?
They say they print about 200 million copies of that catalog every year. I'm with them. That's fine. Completely unnecessary.
It's a waste of paper.
It's like the people that drop the phone books off in front of my house. I take that phone book and I walk it right over to the recycle can.
I'm with you.
Not necessary right now. And then more than half of adults say they don't want material gifts this holiday season. The thing that they really want is good health for their family and their friends and the end of the pandemic. So people don't really just want gifts at all this year. They just want all this to be over. They want everyone to be healthy.
Yeah, but you can't really box that up now, can you? So
a couple new hoodies would be nice.
Oh, man, tell me.
Think of my family, think of my friends, think of the health, and then a couple new hoodies. I'd be cool with that.
I bought somebody in this household a new hoodie for Christmas. And when it arrived, you know, and I had to hide it right away, I started getting hoodie envy.
Nice. Yeah. Ooh. See, no, put it on. Walk around.
I should have gotten two.
And this is sad. One of Denver's oldest music venues is going to be closing after nearly 90 years in business.
Which one?
They're saying due in part to the coronavirus. It's the El Chapultepec on the corner there of 10th. No, what is that? 20th and Market down there.
Yeah, it's right
next
right
to Lotto's.
Down from Coors Field.
Right. That place is iconic. Opened in 1933, hosted people like Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Tony Bennett, and many more big names and big bands. A legendary jazz venue here in town. I've been there a few times. What a great little place, you know?
Agreed. I've had more than a few cocktails there. Is there any way of saving it?
I don't know. I guess they're supposed to have some sort of news conference today, kind of giving all the details on everything. But 90 years in business, and now they're having to shut down. That's sad, man.
You know, and I recognize that even if a place has only been open 5 years,
still
them shutting
sad.
Down is still, you know, disastrous for the people involved. I get that, and my heart goes out to them. But there is something about legendary outlets like that that you want to try to save if you can.
Many a nights wandering around down there on Market Street and stuff and standing outside that place and just listening to the music coming out, just pouring out of that place. So super sad, but I'll be interested to see what the details are behind this later today with their news conference.
Yeah.
Ladies, how about a sexy Colonel Sanders? Oh, yeah. Lifetime is releasing a mini movie, and it's starring Mario Lopez as a young and sexy Colonel Sanders. You know, the KFC, the chicken guy.
Hmm.
It's called A Recipe for Seduction. Premieres Sunday at noon, and it's only 15 minutes long, I guess.
It's just a long commercial,
I believe. I don't know why it's on Lifetime, but they're just making it sexy because of Mario Lopez. I do love this, though. He has an actual Lifetime and original Christmas movie coming out called Feliz Navidad. So that's going to be one of those goofy...
Stupid.
It's so stupid. It's one of those.
They're running out of titles.
I know. Feliz Navidad. And real quick, people that were fan of these in the early 2000s, gosh, this is 20 years old now, those juicy tracksuits were a thing back in the day. It's like a real fine, velvety type material.
They're not coming back, are they?
They're coming back, I guess. It's their 20th anniversary. They're re-releasing them in black or pink hoodies. And then those track pants with the little zipper jackets. $330 bucks for those things, though. Mm. My goodness.
So, in other words,
I have tracksuit envy.
But
I'd want to
lose the great jazz, you know. And
I know,
blues bar
right?
Downtown.
But we got comfy pants coming back, which I've never had them on, but they do look pretty darn comfy. Yeah. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. This might be a fun one for you to click on with your kiddos. I posted a video to a really strong Santa, or it could just be one of Santa's helpers. I'm not really sure. I couldn't tell. Anyway, this Santa is from up in Canada, and he broke a Guinness World Record by pulling a 36,376-pound sleigh. It's more like a semi-truck with a sleigh on it, but Santa's got strong legs, you guys. He's impressive. So see Super Strong Santa on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.